Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Wednesday edition. Let's get the good of the day, my friend.
The good of the day with just a little over 2 weeks to go. I think I could tell you who to safely place your bet on to win the 2022 World Cup.
Okay, who's that?
That would be Argentina.
Argentina, I'll take it.
Would you like to know how I know?
How do you know?
Because EA Sports, which has done this every year that the video game has been in existence, ran their FIFA video game simulator, which has accurately predicted the last three World Cup outcomes.
That is incredible.
The winner. They had a final of Argentina defeating Brazil in the World Cup final.
Now, as a soccer guy, what would it mean in the world if Brazil and Argentina played for the World
Cup?
That
would be incredible. These two have never faced off against each other in a World Cup final. Obviously, bitter rivals. Everyone knows that.
I mean,
that's like Red Sox, Yankees.
If the Red Sox and Yankees could be in the World Series, what would it be like? You know what I mean? Like that kind of level.
But this is a little bit different because I believe this could start a war. It's two countries.
Maybe.
Argentina, and it would be huge for Argentina because it's a huge trophy that Messi does not have. A huge accomplishment that he does not have to his storied career. I mean, arguably one of the greatest players to ever kick a ball is missing that one thing.
But Ronaldo doesn't have it either.
Doesn't have it either.
Yeah, so it's not like a Super Bowl. It's one of those things where it's like you may get it, but you may not get it. Because it comes every 4 years.
What's funny is that when you consider like the greatest players to have ever played the game, they all have a World Cup trophy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It almost becomes Super Bowl-esque in that way. They got the trophy. They have that title that they can say is like World Cup winner.
That's right.
The other thing that's good about this was that the simulation had the U.S. men's national team making it to the quarterfinals.
Now, how unbelievable would that be?
I mean, it's not impossible, but very unlikely.
I would be ecstatic.
Yeah, they say it's funny. It's like they had a tough draw. They ended up going up against France and losing, and they only lost 1-0 to France in the quarterfinal, which I would find that even more remarkable than them actually being in the quarterfinal, because France should just wipe the floor with them.
I highly recommend Dan Wetzel's column on Yahoo about Sepp Blatter and talking about the
Sepp
corruption.
Blatter?
Yeah, the corruption of what was going on.
Yes,
this World Cup. When I read it, I was like,
"Well, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, this World Cup should have never happened, ever happened." And you know what? I am really curious. I think that the World Cup numbers in the United States are going to do good when the U.S. plays. I know people are like, it's up against football, and I still think it'll do well. I think it's a once-in-every-four-year thing. It's a USA thing. The other matches, not so much. But I think when the U.S. plays, I think our attention will be on that. I think it'll do well. But the idea of having to change the world sports calendar for just because this country bribed its way, had no business hosting this. None. And nobody cared. Nobody cared about the labor problems, the heat. Nobody cared about the human rights violations. Nobody cared about the fan experience. The only thing they cared about was that money in the briefcase.
Yep.
And it should have never, ever, ever happened. And Wetzel has just an amazing column point by point of how this all broke down and why this is a horrible idea and why this is a disgrace to the sports world. I do hope it does well. Let me say this. I know the World Cup would never go, we have to worry about American football. They don't care. But it was at a time in the summertime where it was pretty awesome. Like, it was at a time where it was like nothing else was going on.
No,
so let's rally around Team USA.
And it fell perfectly with everyone's calendar. I mean, yeah,
right.
What are we going to baseball is during the dog days of summer. It usually, and I know they didn't intend for it to happen this way, but it usually ended up coming right after the NBA finals.
Right, exactly.
It was like, so, it was like perfect. It was like this perfect little niche, like there it is right there.
And not only is this going on in during football season, it is going on in the heavy, very important, pay attention, these things matter football season. But I do think in the end that Americans will go, look, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can pay attention to Team USA, and I can pay attention to college football rivalry week.
I need to let you know this, that all three group stage matches that the U.S. are playing are not during football times.
Right. Well, that's perfect.
You know, I mean, they're one, every single game is 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, right? But they play, the first game for them is on a Monday, the second game for them is on a Friday, and the last game for them is on a Tuesday. It's really not, you know, I mean, you might, maybe.
You can walk and chew gum at the same time.
On that Black Friday, you might run into a little college football issue, but, you know, that's not going up against the NFL. Now, the group, or the knockout stage, the first round of knockout stage, that could be either a Saturday or a Sunday. That'll be a little tough.
But even if it was, I think people can flip back and forth. I think people could still get into it.
It's a knockout stage.
I don't think you'd have people saying, I can't watch this because it's on football during a football game. I think you go, all right, it's just something. You know, NASCAR runs races during football season. And there are plenty of people who still go, I still love NASCAR. I still want to pay attention to it. Yes, my Atlanta Falcons are playing, or yes, my Green Bay Packers. But you know what? I still love NASCAR. I want to know who's winning the race. People do it all the time. They'll do it for this once every 4 years. Come on, be fine. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. My 11-year-old told me this yesterday, and I was like, oh, no, that's not, you know, that's, don't believe everything you read on the internet. That's how I phrased it to him.
Right.
And he was like, no, dad, trust me, this is real. And I sat there and said, it's not. But apparently, the guy who created Oculus, the VR headset.
Yes.
Developed a headset that could kill you in real life.
I saw this. He put explosive devices, or at least this is what the article said. So is this been debunked?
It's not.
It's real?
It's real. He's not, obviously not going to release it to the public.
No, but he was putting explosive devices within the thing that would blow your head off.
Well, no, not blow your head off. I guess it destroys your brain.
How would it destroy your brain?
Like, it sends microwave signals into your brain.
Well, that's ridiculous. I thought it would be more fun to have explosives, but I guess you can't buy explosives.
He's not selling this. He's not selling it, no, right. But he has developed a way where you play this certain game, and if you die in this game, it's like swords or something or whatever, and if you were to die in this game, it emits microwave signals into your brain that renders you pretty much brain dead.
Okay, we're not very far from some billionaire kidnapping 10 people and putting them in a room with each one of these devices. This is going to be like
this
Saw.
Is a movie, right? Yeah, this that's what I'm talking about. Or like that, you know, it's like the rich man, you know, he's tired of hunting animals, so he hunts humans.
So my question is, this is my skepticism in this, is this. Did he actually create this, or did he say he created it?
I mean, that's the thing too, right?
Right. It's one thing to put a couple of fancy little devices on a headset, because I saw the picture of it and go, yeah, those things, that'll kill your brain. Like, okay, I'll just take your word for it, mad scientist. I have no idea if that's true or not. Or does it actually work? How will we know?
He says thousands of, I don't know what this anagram is, gamers were trapped by a mad scientist inside a death game that could only be escaped through completion. If their hit points dropped to zero, their brain would be bombarded by extraordinarily powerful microwaves, supposedly killing the user.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online is the game.
Somewhere there's a medical mom going, see, I told you those video games were bad for your
brain.
Yes, exactly.
So,
Yeah. Well, I've always wondered about that, like where the metaverse was going, like virtual reality would be going. And I guess I was way off on the date where something like this would happen. So I always wondered if somebody would get a little mad scientist crazy, but
I think he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. All right. So let's say this was real. Do you think there would be anybody out there brave enough to do it?
Well, no. Well, no. You know what? Maybe. Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, the same guys who find it fun to play Russian roulette.
Okay. I have a question. Well, here's a deeper question. Okay. You know the Flying Willendas? They were like trapeze artists.
Okay.
You heard of them?
Yes.
Well, the one, like the grandfather of the family, I think he died in Puerto Rico on a high wire. But Nick Willenda, like he walks on tight ropes like across mm-hmm. canyons and stuff. He's 100% confident in his ability to do that and do these death-defying things. He's like walking on a wire to him is like breathing. He can just do it. Do you think there are people who go, yeah, like he can walk a wire over something deadly. I can play a video game and not worry about dying.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
I'm a gamer. I'm excellent at it. I'm one of the best in the world at it. Strap that bad boy on. If there's a reward at the end of this, like if it wear this and win and get $50 million, put it on my head.
You have the inside track to Powerball's numbers?
Right, exactly. Or something like that where the guy says, look, Evil Knievel felt like he really could jump the Snake Canyon, right? You know, that kind of thing. There's probably gamers out there that are like, no, I believe there's no game I can't win at. So strap it on. And if there's a pot of gold at the end of it, yeah, I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
It's too rich for my blood, though.
No, not me. I don't even play games.
The dumb of the day is probably one of my favorite things I've heard this year. Isaiah Thomas.
Remember one?
The original Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, I got you.
I know.
Former Piston
Isaiah Thomas declares he'll continue to beef with Michael Jordan until he is issued a formal public apology for The Last Dance.
Okay. I think that is dumb, but here's the other thing. I actually like that. I like the fact that these two will never be friends.
Right.
Like, I don't want them to be friends.
No, I'm not saying it's not bad or not good.
No, I think it's dumb. I think it's dumb for him to say that, right? But there are sports feuds where I see them like become buddies afterwards, and I go, "Oh, I don't like that." I know, like to some people, some athletes, it's all just fun and games on the field.
Yeah, like Jordan or not Jordan, Magic and Bird.
Magic and Bird,
great sports feud, but we knew that they were friends off the court.
Off the court, they were really good friends.
Yeah,
we're
fine with that. It's fantastic. But
but sometimes you go, I wish they really hated each other in real life, and these two really do.
Yeah,
and
I love that he came out and said this because we all know it's never coming.
Yeah, right. No, of course not.
I think Jordan on his deathbed would call Isaiah in close just to say, yeah. I still would not put you on the 92 Dream Team.
Exactly. I would, if I was Michael Jordan, I would get my lawyer together and I'd say, if any of my kin ever apologize for me after my death, they get immediately cut off from the wealth. Cut them off. I don't care who it is. Son, daughter, I don't care. The moment one of them utters a public, my dad apologized before he died.
What if it's somewhere down the line?
Done.
What if it's somewhere down the line and it's almost like a Hatfield McCoy situation? Not the shooting and stuff, but you know, just the bitter rivalry between two families?
Yeah.
What, or a Romeo and Juliet situation is more accurate. What if, you know, like, there's like a Jordan grandson who is engaged to Isaiah Thomas's granddaughter.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great.
Like, you know, your grandfathers are rolling over in their grave because of this.
I'm so glad, man. I'm so glad that there isn't like a 25-year show where these two are on set laughing and watching clips and, you know, oh, man, I thought you were. Yeah, I thought you were too. Oh, yeah. I'm glad that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I'm
so
glad
basically, what Isaiah said is this guy comes on television and he says that he hates me, and then he calls me a bleep, and then I proceed to watch a whole documentary about him being a bleep.
Why would Isaiah Thomas watch that documentary? Why I wouldn't have gone anywhere near it.
Because he was in it.
Yeah, I know, but I still wouldn't have watched it. Knowing he probably knew as he was making it who was behind it. He's probably like, I don't even want to see it. I'm just going to get mad. But we tend to do that too. You know, we're kind of attracted to things that make us angry too. So I don't know. He had to know he wasn't going to come off being a hero no matter what he said.
Oh, I mean, maybe you thought, is it too much of his ego to think like somewhere in the back of his brain, there was a little things like, well, maybe he's going to talk about how great a competitor I was.
Maybe. But maybe he just wanted to be like, look, they want to talk to me. I'm going to give them my side. If they use it, great. If they don't, but at least I know I told my story. I told my side of things. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I love it, though.
Yeah, I do, too. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.